Hello again. Welcome to Faith Matters. I am with Father John Trujillo of Harrisburg. I'm Father Levis from Erie, Pennsylvania. And today we'd like to discuss for a few minutes this notion of RCIA. What does that mean, John?
RCIA, Father, is the Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults, formerly known as Convert Class. Mm-hmm. And in almost every parish in the United States, there is an RCIA program in which people are brought in, they are instructed on the faith, and the goal is, God willing, at the Easter Vigil, the holiest day of the church year, these people are brought in. Those who are not baptized are baptized. Those who are already baptized Christians are brought into full communion. We get this question so many times because so many people either have a very poor RCIA program in their parish, they're not learning the faith, it's not being transmitted to them in the RCIA, which is one of the most constitutive elements of the program, to transmit the faith, to use the catechism.
John, I receive a lot of complaints about our particular RCIA programs, but I know you run a good one. Maybe you'd explain what
Certainly,
you do.
Father. What we do is we use the catechism. We use
the big catechism.
The catechism of the Catholic Church. We get everyone a copy of it. We have a lecture every single week, and that coincides with the other aspects of the RCIA, the scrutinies, the dismissals, the rite of election when they go to the cathedral. We get them acclimated to Catholic life, but it is always corresponding to the content of the positive faith.
Father, a good number of RCIAs are run without the priest, at least for the stated sessions. Do you run a...
We always have a priest because of the fact of the very idea that the priest has gone to school, studied theology, the professionalism that is involved in having some accountability, you know, not that Father knows all the answers, but that we've been studying theology.
I thought we knew everything.
Oh, no, no. But it's not that the priest is always in charge, but to have a priest there, because sometimes people want to ask a question, what does the church teach? Who represents the church most visibly? To people, but the priest.
John, a good number of my questions are complaints about the RCIA. There's no priest. And they're not getting any doctrine, or they're not getting enough doctrine. Should they be given the whole panoply of Catholic doctrine?
Absolutely, because we're asking these people to make a very fundamental change. They're going to leave their current religion to join the Catholic religion.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are not baptized, they're going to be abandoning whatever practice they've had, and now to embrace Christianity, Catholic Christianity. Our Protestant brothers and sisters who want to come into full communion with the church, it is a big step. Mm-hmm. And so in order for them to make that leap of faith, we're asking them to know what they're getting themselves into, to make an informed, educated, adult choice. And to do that, you have to know what it is the church teaches, so that you can choose that's what I want to believe, that's what I want to do.
I had one question of a shocked woman, I think it was, who was told she had to go to confession after she became a Catholic. She never knew about confession, apparently never heard of it, and she was absolutely frightened, and she wanted give me 3 or 4 rules how to go to confession. What should I do? I didn't know this. Imagine going through 3 or 4 or 5 months of preparation to enter the church without even hearing about confession.
Well, whoever ran that program should go to confession.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's tantamount to theological and spiritual malpractice.
It's basically a very good thing, though. Father.
It is part of the official practice of the church.
Yes.
That this is something that every parish, every diocese has.
It's just not in America.
It's across the world.
Yeah.
But it should be done properly according to the documents and, of course, in harmony with the catechism.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not only the catechism to help us, but we have catechisms like the one that you have done to help correspond with that, to help people digest more of what it is the church teaches.
Could an experienced Catholic, for example, sit in and add maybe to the experience of the new neoconverts?
Absolutely, and we always invite them to do so. Yeah. Well, we thank you for your attention. God bless you and have a good day.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Levis and Father Trujillo for their series, Web of Faith, coming to EWTN.